Hello, Sobertown. Welcome to Sobertown Podcast. This is Todd Crafter. I'm a blog and podcast contributor at SobertownPodcast.com, a recovery resource built by a community from the I Am Sober app. Today, I'll be recording another Sober Toolbox blog for better accessibility. To see the original article, references, and a broad range of sober living resources, please visit SobertownPodcast.com. Today's podcast is another Sober Toolbox, Mindset, Positive or Negative. Sobertown, if you'd like to reach me for any questions or comments, please email me at soberaustralia@gmail.com. So how do you view sobriety, Sobertown? Do you view the prospect of living your life devoid of alcohol as a positive, or do you view it as a negative? So why are you truly here, deciding if Sobertown is the place you can live or not? Why are you here trying to figure out whether us who reside here are really onto something or whether we're just a bunch of crazies pushing an overblown ideal? Why are you here at this juncture in your life assessing the need to quit alcohol? Are you here with us out of necessity? Are you here because you've been told by somebody else that you have to quit? Perhaps are you here because you've been researching and you want a healthier life free of alcohol? Are you at your wit's end with the daily cycle, the fear and the loathing? Or did a medical practitioner tell you that you have to come to this place? This is what I know of change. For true change to become you, it is you who has to come here, to be here and to want to stay here. Of all the tools and the groups and the external sources of support in existence, none of these are as important as what is consolidated within your own mind. Your own mindset and readiness forms the backbone of sobriety, and the external support helps to hold this up. Sobertown is the best place on earth, and you are welcome always, but the gates are always unlocked. And you need to decide for yourself that this is the place for you and that you're ready to pack up and move. Sobriety is a wonderful choice. It's also a brief points in time though, a really difficult journey. It will be more difficult to live a sober life when the choice is rooted in resentment. It will be more difficult to live a sober life because somebody else told you that you should or need to. And it will be more difficult to live a sober life if your own mind believes that you are missing out by being here. You will not be missing out. Quite the opposite. Many of us here have come from a dark place. We've seen the depths that consumption can bring. We've faced our demons. We know where we need to be. We know where we have to be, and that is here in Sobertown. Aside from this, we want to be here. We love it here, and we know it's a better place to be. Many of us, though, are not certain yet, observing or hovering around day zero, unsure if this is a move for the better or just one we want to try to force through. Many of us know in the back of our mind that we need to move to Sobertown, but we're not yet convinced. Maybe this is you. One of the most important tools we have in sobriety is desire to change and positive framing in regards to the transition. One of the most important tools we have is the ability to flip this journey on its head and to genuinely see it as an opportunity for a new life, a better life, a positive change, and an opportunity for growth. For some of us, this desire is like a switch in our mind. We hit the point, maybe it's rock bottom, maybe it's just being sick and tired of being sick and tired. Maybe it's a mental breaking point, maybe it's a health breakdown, or maybe it's family related. Whatever it is, some of us hit a moment of clarity and we flick that switch to off. We know that that's it. We feel it viscerally. I have to quit completely. If you've had your moment of clarity, and your alcohol switch is now set to off, then you're definitely at an advantage. When the switch is off, we can move forward and see the change as positive. But I do not for one second suggest that when this switch is off, the physical process becomes easy. Not at all, but it does help. Essentially, you need to come to the conclusion not only that you need to live alcohol free, you need to want it. And not only this, you need to begin to see the truth. The truth is that the change to an alcohol free life is absolutely fantastic, and it genuinely is an opportunity and a gift. Life without alcohol is indescribably easier than chasing drinks one day, one hour to the next. That life is hard. That life is exhausting. And that life is unfortunately deadly. Simply accepting none as the correct amount prevents all of this daily resistance. Think about it. Life while managing alcohol is taxing. It is the largest waste of energy I can think of. Living without alcohol means no more planning how to get home, where to leave the car, what drinks to take, when to buy them, figuring out hangover days and recovery food and drinks. Living alcohol free means being okay every day of the week. It means planning for real activities on the weekend and breaking the cycle of making it through the work week to drink harder on the weekend, recover barely by Sunday, and torture yourself for another week and repeat. Living alcohol free means, dare I say it, enjoying Mondays, Tuesdays, work days, all days. Living alcohol free is a giant life opportunity. If you come into this place as though somebody is dragging you as you claw the ground, kicking and screaming, then staying will most definitely be tougher for you. This I guarantee. So here is a fact. When we go out and we drink, our perception of an experience is heavily distorted by the alcohol. We think we're having a great time. We think this is great. We think we look better, dance better, do everything better. But here's the fact. We do none of these things better. We act stupidly. We speak incoherently. We do things we would never do sober. We think we have meaningful conversations. Deep and meaningful is not so meaningful when we can barely string a sentence together and won't remember the topic of conversation or even have the same opinion the next day. We distort the experience. How do I know? Go to a pub, a bar, stay late and stay sober. It's like watching a complete shit show, a mess. And inside each of these people's heads is the notion that this is awesome. I'm having fun. Reality, some people are sitting by themselves in their own drunken state, barely communicating. Others are doing regrettable things with people they never would sober. Others are doing things they usually would not, such as pissing in a sink. Others are having nonsense conversations they don't really even believe in and won't remember. And some are even starting fights. That's just a small fraction. We think in our mind we're having fun. From an external standpoint, the absolute opposite is true. So we may as well just be sitting at home in a corner on our own with a big bottle of booze, because it would be no less productive, provide no less connection, and might even save a lot of trouble. To think about this change logically, we need to rewind and slow down, remove emotion, and think logically. Try these strategies. Write down on paper the two most important things in your life. These are your purpose and your reason to live. Then draw them step by step back to the grassroots method of supporting these two things in your life. And draw them step by step to pushing these away within your life and destroying them through alcohol. I'll create an example now. For me, my number one is my family, providing them with the love and support they need to flourish and be happy. Number two for me is my fitness, maintaining a healthy and functional body and mind as I age. So taking my example, let's look at the first wildly important thing in your life. So my answer will probably be a very common answer, my family. Let's look at it. What does it take for you to be the best you can for your family? And then draw this back to simple daily activities, temperament, and actions that can facilitate being the best you can for your family to give them what they need. To provide my family with support and love, I need to be attentive, loving, calm, energetic, productive, successful in work, and healthy. Essentially, to be the best you can be to support the most important thing in your life, which is family, you just need to be the best that you can be. Now, what we need to do is figure out what needs to be done daily to build toward being all of these things so that we can provide the best for our family. Let's take energetic, for example. What steps can you take to be energetic and be the best you can? Sleep well, exercise, eat well, maintain healthy social interactions. Simple, healthy habits, right? Now you have linked what factors will help you towards being what you need to be for your family. Then take alcohol and write it down. Take each factor, such as calm, attentive, energetic, and then refer them to alcohol one by one. Does consuming alcohol bring you closer to or take you further away from the traits which make you a better parent, wife, husband, partner, or carer for your family? For example, take energetic and ask yourself, does consuming alcohol add to this trait or subtract from it? Use examples if you have them, such as recalling being unfairly angry at a loved one due to your own tiredness or fatigue, which was due to your own actions and nothing to do with them. Almost certainly, the answer to most or all of these questions is that alcohol subtracts. It takes you further from the desired traits when you consume alcohol, both at the time and definitely during the hangover or post-drinking slump. So after completing this task and visualizing which factors are required to be what you need to be for your family, you can now see that consuming alcohol, even if in small quantities and definitely in large, only take you further from supporting this goal. And this is the most important thing in your life. Alcohol takes you further from it. So next, take this all back to the start. Revisit the most important factor for which you started this task, family. You have most likely highlighted how alcohol is detracting from your ability to be who and what you need to be and want to be for your family. You truly want to be there and be the best you can for your family. So in turn, you actually do want to improve the factors which allow you to be the best you can for them. So in fact, you do want to completely stop drinking. You simply have not previously boiled it back to the small things and seen the impact alcohol has on each individual trait you exhibit during the day. So even though you may not even realize it, an alcohol-free life is what you want, because that is the life that facilitates you getting further toward your wildly important goals. Goal one, goal two, all of your highest goals. Alcohol-free life is what brings you closer to those. When you boil it down logically bit by bit, then you can begin to see that. Drinking alcohol separates you from your most valued goals and cherished purposes in life. Guaranteed. Sometimes it takes writing these points down and seeing the reality of what alcohol consumption is truly doing to draw you away from the most valued things in your life, to understand how much you really do desire or need a life free of alcohol. So then complete the process for the second most important part of your life. For me, for example, it was my fitness and health. The same can be applied. Boil this feature of your life, or this goal, down to daily habits, and then consider whether consuming alcohol takes you closer to or further from these factors. And you can complete this for as many points as you see fit. It will help to convert your brain to see the logic and to actually see what alcohol does to us on a daily basis when we consume, whether regularly or in excess, or even in relative moderation, even at those small points, if we're moderating, it still detracts at that time and potentially in the future. So here is the simple overriding fact. To achieve our goals, almost every single goal in our life, and to be what we desire to be in our life, we require health. We require our health to be as good as it can be. The simple, simple fact is that alcohol takes our health from us little bit by little bit, physically, mentally, both. Alcohol will always take you further from your goals, further from good health. This is what it is. It's poison. To desire good health, to desire a productive life, to desire to be a good parent or family member, is to desire an alcohol-free life. Even if you don't know it, deep down, you do. When we can truly see the truth that leading a life free of alcohol does lead us toward every single thing we hold dear, and drinking takes us further away from them, then it becomes clear and logical to view this journey as nothing but a great opportunity and a gift, which is exactly what it is. Do not expect your brain to be logical. It isn't. You must prepare your mind to battle pure idiocy, because our minds are simply not optimized for good choices. They just truly aren't. This is why we require work and planning to live life free of alcohol. You need these tools, mindset, and background for those moments when your mind is tired, lonely, depressed, hungry, anxious. These and more are the states of mind lending themselves to a desire for comfort and a reach for support from any means available, including alcohol. My words here are just words. My experiences are mine alone. Your internal thoughts are yours alone, and they're observable only to you. Your mindset in quitting alcohol is yours alone, and only you truly understand it. I cannot truly change your mindset through these words alone. What I can do, though, I can encourage you to delve into your thoughts when it comes to this decision and to use the tools we are working to describe to you, as well as those which other authors and groups have created and described, and to educate yourself. You'll come to realize that an alcohol-free life is absolutely not a life devoid of fun. It is not a life devoid of passion. It is not a life with no outlet. It is not sad. It is not deprived. And it is not flavorless. An alcohol-free life is one of calm, of thoughtfulness, of productivity, of selflessness, of fitness, of connectivity, and free of the fear and loathing attached to consuming ethanol. Perhaps you think more financially, and if so, well, congratulations, because the best financial move you could ever make is to stop throwing money down the toilet by buying booze. An alcohol-free life is incredible. Here are some of the benefits of living life free of alcohol, common to many or most living this way. Really take these in and think about how great life would be with any or all of these improvements. Reduced anxiety, reduced depression, better sleep, better relationships, improved fitness, adaptation to exercise, healthy weight loss, better skin and hydration, more money, More usable time, increased productivity at home and work, level mood, reduced lifetime risk of multiple forms of cancer, gastrointestinal disease, heart disease, and psychological disorders. I could go on and on and on and on and on with this list, but I think this is more than enough. It's more than enough reason to see how this change is absolutely not deprivation, and it is a highly positive move in one's life. This is just another mindset, positive or negative. I think it is positive, and I think it is an opportunity. I hope you can come to see the same as I do, and I hope you can come to shift your mindset to see this change towards a sober life as an opportunity and as positive and not negative. Sobertown, the tool is this. Choose this life. Want this life. See it for what it is. This life is an opportunity and not a burden. Educate yourself deeply on the topic of sobriety. Listen to others' stories who are deeper into sobriety. Search for the negatives they experience in living alcohol-free overall. You won't find too many. Think deeply about the positives in the list above. Write down a list of the positives you think living alcohol-free would bring to your life, and specifically to your life. Include names and specifics relevant to you, to your life, to work, to family, and review this list. It'll far outweigh the negatives of quitting alcohol. See the truth. A life free from alcohol is an opportunity and not a curse or an obligation. And try and retrain your logical mind to see just how much of an opportunity this is, so that you can frame it as a positive change and not as something you're forced to do. When you see how positive the move to an alcohol-free life truly is, and you shift your mindset from "I have to quit" to "I want to quit," from "I deprive myself" to "sobriety adds to my life," or from "I need to be numb" to "I want to feel," and so on, then you can understand the change is genuinely positive, not negative. This is your journey. Should you choose to embrace this change and see it for what it truly is, positive, beautiful, growth creating, rather than a chore, then you give yourself a true advantage. A positive mindset is also very applicable when it comes to how you outwardly portray your decision. For example, when somebody asks you the question, why? What is important is not so much what you reply, more how you say it. When you're asked why, you could answer, "You feel better, alcohol-free," in a mopey tone, and the interpretation, regardless of what is said, will likely be, "Oh, you had a big problem, didn't you?" But you could answer instead enthusiastically, saying, "You feel amazing, why would I drink?" Okay, this response will be interpreted very differently. You just have a zest for life. You genuinely prefer this way of living, and it's not a choice of deprivation or necessity. You don't need alcohol to be happy, outgoing, or confident. Answering the question why will be easier when you do see this journey as a positive move in yourself, in your own mind. So, Sobertown, I wish you all the very best in your planning and transition. This is a positive change in your life. Whoever you are, whatever your reason for coming here, this is a positive move and a better life. And you are more than welcome here in Sobertown. So as always, we here at Sobertown hope this information helps you out. All right, Sobertown, I'll catch you later.